Joe. Again, a good call on Saturday, but I thought one of the key stats, as I mentioned to Kevin in the second half, Vandy only possessing the ball for 9 minutes. That sort of told the story as Georgia came back to win.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There was the one good drive that they put together toward the end of the game that unfortunately led to the Kaysen's fumble that gave Georgia one more chance. But a lot of three and outs, you know, leading by 10 and trying to take care of the football. You know, that's when you'd like to be able to run it like they did in the first half. And unfortunately, they weren't able to get that accomplished. And as you said, Georgia is a good enough offense and Stafford a solid enough quarterback. If you give them enough chances, that they're going to take advantage of it. So that certainly was a disappointment. After a first half that I thought Vanderbilt, after a little bit of a sluggish start, played very well. I thought the second quarter was about as good as they've played as a team all season long. They ran the ball on Georgia. They controlled it. The defense, you know, made big plays. The kicking game was solid. You know, everything seemed to be clicking at that point. But, you know, so many times the worst thing that can happen is halftime. And, you know, they're going to make adjustments. And Georgia, I thought, came out with a plan to really just try to go back to what Georgia does best, and that's run the football. And they turned Marino loose in that second half. And he is an outstanding player. And as you said, give them enough chances, they'll take advantage. And, you know, it's two even teams. You know, 2 years ago, it went down to the last seconds, a field goal for us. This year, last second field goal for them. And you know, I just think it's the state of where things are right now. It's just two even football teams.
And, Joe, two teams who had their clocks clean the week before, Vanderbilt at Auburn and Georgia at Tennessee. And you got the feeling that the coaches on both sides had kind of challenged their manhood a little bit, because I thought that was about as physical a game as we've seen the whole season.
Oh, I agree. And I think Bobby even agreed afterwards that it was a very physical game. And I thought the defense played very well for the most part. And as you said, though, Mark, you know, that second half, they had the ball for 21 minutes and things begin to wear down. You're going to have those kind of issues in those long, sustained drives. And then your team goes three and out and you got to go right back out there again. And so I think that became a factor in the fourth quarter, too.
And a couple of sacks really hurt Vanderbilt as well. To take them out of drive. So all of that equals. And, Joe, yeah, you've been watching Vanderbilt football longer than both of us. I've been watching it, you know, for 21 years, and we've been down this road before. Mm-hmm. And they've got to figure out a way to win these games.
Yeah, and they've got to figure out a couple of things. They've got to get some consistency at quarterback, and whether that's one quarterback or two, you know, this week in and week out uncertainty has got to wear on everybody. You know, they've got to get to a point where they know what they're going to get from that position, and whether that's putting it in the hands of one player or understanding that both players are going to play all the time, you know, that's got to be accomplished pretty quickly, I think. You know, the schedule doesn't do them any big favors now, because after a disappointment like this, you go to South Carolina to play. So that certainly is a big challenge. But until they can get some consistency in this offense, you know, I think that's where things fall right now. The defense, for the most part, you know, the Auburn game might be an exception to that. The defense, for the most part, has played very solid football. But the offense has been too inconsistent up to this point.
And, Joe, you know, I mentioned that that Bobby and Ted Kane have really tried to do a good job of, you know, we got to be honest, camouflaging the fact that they don't have a great running game. But I thought they really hit on something in the second quarter, and that was really almost using Earl Bennett as a decoy, throwing to the other receiver. I thought Sean Walker's touchdown catch was as good as it gets. But unfortunately, they couldn't sustain that.
You're right, and I think Earl didn't mind that. I think Earl, in fact, is a little bit surprised he hasn't been used in that situation even more, because, you know, teams are keying on him, and, you know, he wants to win. He knows the records are going to be nice. You know, he knows the chances are the record's going to come very soon, and it'll be nice to get that all out of the way. But Earl wants to win, and so he's not bothered by only getting the ball thrown to him three or four times in a game. I do give Georgia credit. Defensively, they really tried to clamp down on him man-to-man at the line early on, and then had a lot of help over the top with him. So he wasn't open very often.
Joe, we appreciate it, and talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Okay, guy. How about Javon Hay yesterday, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Seven tackles and a sack. And how about Jensen Lewis two nights ago? That two and a third scoreless innings and that extra inning win. So
in a tight spot, in a tough place to pitch.
Big time, sure was. So I can't wait to talk to him, too, because I don't know if you noticed it, when they came to get him, he put his glove over his face and he said something to the manager, and then there was a little bit of a chuckle. And even the manager kind of chuckled. I'm curious to find out what he told him as he was coming out of the game.
There's no telling.
You know, with Jensen, that's absolutely right.
See you tomorrow, Joe.
Okay.